Good afternoon, and nice to have the opportunity once again to share something from the Word of God. And got a presentation here, hopefully just on a verse from the Bible, one that most people will have come across, and I want to make a talk from that. And it was quite intriguing because if you know Paisley, you'll know where Stobry is and the church that's there. And it's well renowned for its posters outside the church. And if you go down the road, and as many people do, whether in the car, whether on a bus, or whether you walk, sometimes it's actually quicker to walk because you sit there in your car in the morning and you're there for just about ever. But they've always got a poster, and it's always quite intriguing. And the poster currently is Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, forever. And it's a wonderful verse, and I want to try and say something on that verse today, because I think it's relevant, I think it's meaningful, and I do think it's up to date, and I think there's something there for all of us. When we think of events and news, and there's many of them, we think of what is talked about. Last week we talked a lot, and we thought a lot of yesterday and of past events, and particularly for the D-Day. And there was much time and focus spent on what happened in the past. And that's surely a very worthy thing when we think of the cause and the outcome of war and the tremendous cost that there was. And it's good that a younger generation understands and is aware of that, because too often mistakes can be repeated, and if we're not aware and we're not wise, then that could be the case. So it was good to look and to think in that context on yesterday. But when we think of today, we only have to read and only have to listen, or we only have to watch, and we see all the great concerns for the economy and all that is happening, all that is going on around us. And there's much thought of how we should do things one way or another way. And there's great interest and concern of today and what is going on in our country. And then when we think of forever, well, the best I could really do was that there is a day tomorrow, and we think of the coming days, and there's lots to listen to and watch and hear about a referendum that's coming in September, and a choice that people have to make. They have to go one way or another, and each person has to think and decide what is the right choice to make. And that's for the future, and that's looking ahead. But whereas every aspect I've mentioned there of yesterday or today or tomorrow, they're important in their own respect, and I don't diminish them in any way. But what I want to look at today is something that has a far, far greater, a far more long-lasting effect, is about yesterday, today, and forever. It's a spiritual context, something that is very important for every one of us to consider. And I want us to look at the person who has made the greatest impact in this world and still does. People still talk about Jesus Christ. It still creates an interest. And if you're seriously interested in Jesus Christ, then you're interested in someone who has a message, someone who came in human form into our world but was there before that, someone who impresses, someone who intrigues, and someone who changes many lives and has done so perhaps even before he walked on this earth. People were looking forward to him and believing in the promise of God his Father. And it's a wonderful thing to reflect and to consider, and we want to do that today. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, forever. Our verse is from Hebrews chapter 13, and verse 8. And for those of you who like to study your Bible and to go into in great depth and look at the verses, it's one of these verses that just seems to come out of nowhere. It just seems to be a statement within a chapter, within a book that's full of wonderful truths, wonderful teachings about the Lord Jesus Christ and about the Christian and about others